Well, the Donegal Masters, the Gaelic footballers over 40 defeated Monaghan yesterday, 5-15 to the Tyrconnell County, 3-8 at Monaghan. This game was played at the home of Niamh Pádraig Éiscaigheán and Muff. Delighted to say, joining me on the line now is their team manager, Eddie Crawford. Eddie, we'll talk about your career as a manager in just a second. First of all, beating Monaghan yesterday, was it as easy as the scoreline suggests, or was it a tough encounter?
Well, thanks, Kieran, for having me on, and I first out. But listen, Monaghan yesterday was a game that we were sort of favourites to win. But you never know in Masters football what team turns up on the day, Kieran, because of the holiday period now demanded, and a lot of people have first communions and whatnot, like, and from day to day, you just don't know what team is going to turn up. So we prepared properly for them, like, you know what I mean? We're preparing all week. We had a heavy training session last Tuesday, and it was all good. We actually, the scoreline flattered us a wee bit, like, you know, because Monaghan were a fairly decent team.
Yes. We're going to speak about personnel, the players, in just a second. Who next is your side playing? That was round 5 yesterday. That's worth pointing out, I'm sure. Is it round 6 next, or is there a quarter final or a semi final?
No, round 6 is next, Kieran. Round 6 we played down away in about 2 weeks' time. I think it's in Newry as well. So that's our last match in the league. And what happens then is where you finish in the league determines what competition you're in. There's 3 tiers there. There's the third tier, which we won last year, the plate. And then there's the second tier, which is the shield. And the top tier then is the top 4, is these play for the Mick Loftus Cup. So that's the eighth group. So that's the one that we were maybe hoping to finish in the year.
Brilliant stuff. In terms of the personnel, for those listeners who may be unfamiliar, the Donegal Masters, if you're 40 this year, 2025, then you are eligible to play. Talk us through some of the personnel and have some of them played inter-county football before. We know Brian McLaughlin lined out for the county seniors in the past.
Yeah, listen, we have a big panel here, over here, Kieran, over in Donegal. They come from all over the county, Anishowen and Ballyshannon, far away as Ballyshannon, like, you know what I mean, and Gidore and Clonhilly. So it's all over the county they come from. We have a good mixture. We have people like Benny Boyle, Baker Boyle, you know, from Killybegs, great player. We have also Sean McGuire there from Clonhilly. We have the likes of Brian. Brian is our vice captain, or he is a captain for Masters of the Year. Euron Keaveney there from Muff. We have a good mixture of, these are all people that played, a lot of players played at a pretty high standard, like a Brian and Sean, as I say. But no, listen, we're a good mixture there, good bunch of lads, and there's good atmosphere there as well. And actually, we train hard, and once that whistle blows and a game, the gloves are off, like, you know what I mean? They play hard, and that's where it is, Kieran. And it's all good.
In terms of yourself being the manager, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first year as managing this team, but you were involved last year with the Francie Martin managed side.
Yeah, well, myself and Francie Martin, you know, we've been good friends for a long time. We're at the helm last year, and, you know, Francie could not commit this year, like, you know, because of club. He was involved with his own club over in Glenfinn. So I was asked to take over by the committee, and I said, all right, we'll give it a go. But I wanted to emulate what we'd done last year, like, you know what I mean, and maybe even surpass that and push on, because I knew we were better than what we were last year. Winning the plate was nice, but I knew we were much better than that. You know, we're a big footballing county in Donegal, and we wanted to push on the year. And our aim at the start of the year was to win the second tier. But at the moment, if we beat Down in our last game, we could be in the top 4, along with Tyrone, Dublin, and Kerry probably as well. So that's what we're looking at the moment, Kieran. So it's the management, like, you know, the committee, to be fair, the committee chairman is Conor McShane, club man of your own. And Connor approached me last year, and I said, listen, we'll give it a go for the year, but I'm really enjoying it, Kieran, to be fair, like, you know.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Before I let you go, Eddie, in terms of supporting the team and the home venue, I understand every game is at a different venue. Talk us about the next game, and can people come along and support you guys, and as the next game against Down, is it in a home game or an away game?
Oh, no, well, the Down match is definitely an away game for us. We've had three or four home games of the year. We're lucky we were away for three, four times last year. That's the luck of the draw, Kieran. We were in away matches last year, but we have three home games a year, and we try to go around different clubs around the county. We played one game in Ballyshannon. We played a game last week against Derry down in St. Michael's, and we went just down to Muff, near Padraig, Ishkeen, and absolutely, there's a nice crowd there, and we've got real good welcome there, and the hospitality was brilliant, and I must thank the club down there for that. But no, absolutely, we've people come to our matches, and as I say, it's very competitive, and even the match yesterday, the against Monaghan, there's two McSheans are playing for us, and their brother was playing actually on the Monaghan team. You probably know him as well, Kieran. And it was hell for leather, and it was you know what I mean, as we were a fisticuffs now and again, but that, there's no harm in that either. It just shows what it means to them, like, you know, to play this football, like, you know, the standard, like.